AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. More than 2,300 people have died from a 7.8 magnitude earthquake in Turkey and Syria. The number of dead is expected to rise. Hundreds of people are buried in rubble. A building in the town of Kukurova in Turkey has been reduced to rubble.
A rescue worker is lowered along with people he's helped evacuate from a devastated building. One evacuated person stepping down to ground and embracing another. Hundreds are feared trapped under the rubble. The death toll is expected to rise as rescue workers continue searching mounds of wreckage in cities and towns across the area. Aerial footage shows the piles of debris, with mangled steel bars showing inside some of the buildings that have remained standing. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A small earthquake rumbled through western New York early today. Yarib Altawel is with the U.S. Geological Survey.
Because of the ancient crust in that region, the efficiency of seismic waves moving through the crust is much higher. That's why people felt it.
No significant damage was reported. A majority of Democrats now think one term is plenty for President Biden, despite his insistence he plans to seek re-election next year. That's according to a new poll from the AP NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. It shows just 37% of Democrats say they want Biden to run again, down from 52% in the weeks before last year's midterms. Officials are working to prevent any major explosions from the smoldering wreckage of an Ohio train derailment near the Pennsylvania state line. The village of East Palestine says authorities are now enforcing what previously was a strongly recommended evacuation zone within a mile of the site. China is accusing the U.S. of indiscriminate use of force and shooting down a suspected Chinese spy balloon over the weekend. This is AP News. Hong Kong's top court ruled full sex reassignment surgery should not be a prerequisite for transgender people to have their gender changed on their official identity cards. Transgender activist Henry Edward C. was born a biological female, but identify themselves as male.
We can finally live a dignified life in our home.
C. decided not to have full sex reassignment surgery.
I can't go to the male bathroom, and it would be considered a crime of loitering if I used the female bathroom.
The court in Hong Kong ruled the government's policy was unconstitutional and imposed an unacceptably harsh burden on people who are transgender.
We will not be refused to enter Hong Kong because of the ID. We will have the basic right to enter heterosexual marriages and to start a family like everyone else in Hong Kong.
C says many transgender people in Hong Kong have been longing for a final victory for years. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.